If you took a group of Medicaid patients and divided it into two subgroups, one of which received interceptive orthodontic treatment and the other which did not, how much of a difference would you expect to see after 2 years? This question was addressed in a study titled Dental Effects of Interceptive Orthodontic Treatment in a Medicaid Population, Interim Results from a Randomized Clinical Trial by Cameron Jolly et al., which appeared in the March 2010 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. In this study, 170 Medicaid-eligible children were randomized into two groups, one of which received interceptive orthodontic treatment, and the second acted as a control and received only observation for 2 years. The peer assessment rating, or PAR score, was used to evaluate the severity of malocclusion initially and at the completion of interceptive treatment or at 2 years. When the two groups were compared, what do you think happened? Was there a significant improvement in PAR scores for the interceptive group versus the observational group? The answer to this question is a definite yes. The interceptive group showed a mean improvement of almost 50%, whereas the observational group had a mean worsening of almost 6%. 55 of the 72 interceptive patients showed greater than a 30% PAR score improvement, but only 3 of the 74 observational patients showed a greater than 30% improvement. 17 of the 72 patients in the interceptive group had a greater than 70% PAR improvement, whereas none of the 74 observational group patients had a 70% improvement. Based on these results, it might be easy to conclude that it was a good choice for the Medicaid patients to receive interceptive orthodontic treatment. However, there is a second aspect of this study that is very interesting, and it is that of the original 67 patients in the interceptive group with treatment needs at baseline, 53 no longer had medically handicapping malocclusion at the end of interceptive treatment, and therefore did not qualify for comprehensive treatment in the Medicaid program. In the observational group, only 6% of those with a Medicaid handicapping malocclusion at baseline were not qualified for comprehensive treatment. The bottom line is that for 81% of the patients who are randomly assigned to the interceptive group, further orthodontic treatment would no longer be considered medically necessary compared with only 6% of the observational group. Although 81% of the interceptive orthodontic patients were no longer considered medically necessary, only 24% of them had a 70% reduction in PAR score, the level required to be considered greatly improved. This is a very interesting finding, because I believe it is generally accepted that interceptive orthodontic treatment does not preclude the need for a second phase of treatment in the permanent dentition. After reading this study, the big question that I had was whether or not the Medicaid patients who received interceptive treatment were better off in the long run than those who did not, and therefore qualified for comprehensive treatment. If I had to advise a patient in this situation, I would suggest that they forego the interceptive treatment if it would result in them not being eligible for comprehensive treatment. I should note that little more than 80% of the interceptive treatment consisted of 2 molar bands and 4 anterior brackets, and that patients who had a posterior cusp bite with a functional shift were not included in this study because the authors felt it would be unethical not to treat them. The bottom line is that there are 2 ways you can look at the results of this study. From the viewpoint of a Medicaid administrator, interceptive orthodontic treatment can be an effective way to reduce cost and reduce the number of patients who require medically necessary treatment, with the understanding that this option will not provide adequate treatment as measured by the PAR index. The other viewpoint is that of the patient, who can qualify for more comprehensive orthodontic treatment by avoiding interceptive treatment. You can find this very interesting study in the March 2010 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.